IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Hali Saravi, your host at The Viewpoint. Here in the studio, I'm accompanied by Brother Ali from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and also Sheikh Rouhani. He's a scholar and a researcher at universities in Qom. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's talk about social media. It's everywhere. We see it in our lives. Let's start with you to talk about the negative parts, and then I go back to Brother Ali if he has anything to add up to this discussion. Yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, as our due and respect guest rightly mentioned, there are positives and negatives regarding the mass media or cyberspace. But the most important fact that we should focus on is the media literacy, and that the person who uses or makes use of the cyberspace, he should be equipped with enough knowledge, with enough, let's say, skills, how to make use of these things. Otherwise, of course, sometimes, unfortunately, when it comes to the philosophy behind the cyberspace, particularly the social networks and mass media, the philosophy behind them is mostly economic. When it comes to the economic purposes, unfortunately, sometimes morality and ethics be sacrificed for the sake of economic kind of purposes. That's why the companies and the big factories, they just focus on their own incomes to increase their wealth, to increase their incomes. They do not care about the destroying the value systems of the nations and the societies. They do not care about the young generation, that what will happen to them by their product in the cyberspace. They're just earning. This is the main reason they have.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned this negative part of it, this business part, and this idea of selling ideas. Maybe, you know, speaking of products, we have just physical products, and sometimes we have thought products.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's the most threat we have, the thought products that are produced on social medias. What to think about and what not to think about. This is a threat. I would like to ask this question from you. Do you have any ideas how to react to this threat, to this which is happening right now? And the societies and families are so worried.
Yeah.
Are there any quick fixes?
As I said, when we are saying that how to counterfeit, it means that you have still yet not understood the positive and negative aspects of this phenomenon. So it's as if to say that how can we counterfeit knife, as I said earlier, you see? So we said,
some understanding.
Yeah. How can we benefit from the positive perspectives and dimensions of this phenomenon, and how can we reject and avoid the negative aspects of them? I think that would be better to work at. So from the positive, we need to thank God that, alhamdulillah, there is a way that it facilitates the life for human beings, and everyone is benefiting, and they have now more power of choice and in their actually interactivity between different groups of people and communications among the people. So it gives us a sort of it provides us a sort of facility. So we need to thank God that such a thing happened, and it can affect the society and also the person or individual in the society in a macro and a micro level. So it can definitely affect positively the whole society to be enlightened, and at the same time to be deceived. So as, again, as I said, we have these two in front of us. I mean, the positive and negative aspect of it. So what should we do? I think it requires a sort of a universal agreement on some rules and regulations so that people and so that different countries, different people, those who are those who have felt...
I'm sorry to interrupt. When I ask this question, I'm asking you as a parent or a family. I'm a parent. So what can I do? So forget about the policy makers, the politicians. I'm, as a parent, I'm so worried.
True.
Are there any quick fixes? What can I do?
Look, we need to, at least when we're talking, we need to inform those who are policymakers and decision makers to know that this is a duty, that this threat has been felt
sometimes
and sensed by the
possible.
People. Yeah, that's true. But now, get back to your question. When you're saying as a parent, so definitely there are some applications, there are some programs that has been have been authored and they are available that can give us a sort of control. But anyhow, when we see that at the end of the day, the whole environment is quite free and full of information, including right and wrong. So still is and the threat is still with us there. And but we need to have a sort of control in our case. I mean, the access towards the devices that are connected to the internet and cyberspace should be controlled in some sorts of way, while whether through the applications or programs or whether through the hardware or this device that we are providing them. So we need to have a sort of control and supervision over our kids. So to some extent, this it can be controlled, but I need to confess that, yes, sometimes it is out of your... It's out of your hand, and you can do nothing for that.
Oh. You know, I mean, imagine we are living in a country which nobody, I mean, you can see the superpowers are promoting their business. They're promoting their ideas, their thoughts. So me, as a parent, feel guilty. Ms. Sheikh Rouhani just talked about this social media literacy. And this was very important, I think. So me as a parent want to be more aware. Me as a parent want to be ahead of my child because my child is like running and I'm after him. Some parents are like this. Oh, you're using this? And what's this? They don't know what's Instagram, maybe. So I think the esteem of this is on the shoulders of the parents. How can parents be more aware, more social media aware? Any thoughts?
I think it is really difficult for the parents because always the children are ahead.
Okay.
And it goes to, let's say, to the shoulder of the educational system, the education, the education ministry, the high education ministry, for example, to... The authorities of the social media in a country, they must try their best. And the scholars, the seminaries, the hawazat, you know, because the parents are working busy here and there, and they cannot always watch over their children, particularly in the modern societies. In modern societies, children are always busy, parents are always busy, particularly fathers, mothers. They are working, and they come back to the house very tired. At the end of the day, how can they do, you know? But the children are mostly in school with their friends, with their classmates, with the social media. The point is that sometimes majority of the parents are not, they themselves are in need of media literacy, you know? They themselves are in need of being trained, being educated. So then how can they educate their children? How they can train their children? This is really difficult. Though exceptionally, it might happen to some of the parents as an exception, you know? They might do some good things. But when it comes to the most of the parents, majority of the parents, they are always behind their children, you know? their children are in India. This is the reality, yes.
No.
Always you give your phone, your, let's say, tablet to the children to fix it.
Yeah.
To solve the problems. And then how can you control him, you know?
No,
he might control you. No. And this is the reality. You know, we should be honest with the people. No. That's why they have to refer to the experts, to the professionals, to the teachers, to the schools, you know, to the, some specific centers and institutes to get the responsibility of this, to train the youth, the generation. This is what we should focus on. This is that we should have achieved in our life. Otherwise, if you just say that, okay, it is the responsibility of the parents cannot stop their children to use the, let's say, modern technology. But they themselves are in need of receiving kind of knowledge about this modern technology. This is the fact. This is the reality that is happening around us. It's a big threat against the new generations. That is why it mostly goes to the institutes, let's say, to the authorities of these sort of educations or, let's say, training that they should train the young generation. Otherwise, it becomes really difficult for the parents. Parents must do their job. Must try their best to do as much as they could.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, they must be sure that they are always behind their children.
So again, this is a balanced version of it. So we are going to accept to see the reality. Thank you.
Respected Sheikh actually addressed the Ministry of Education and the and those institutes in charge of education to be that, and that's true. But I want to say that education starts even earlier than that, in family, inside the family.
I remember that
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that when this verse 6 of Surah Al-Tahrim was revealed, was sent down, that all believers try to keep yourself from entering the fire. Some companions went to the Holy Prophet. This is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam narrating that how can we, keep ourselves from fire? The Prophet told them, do righteous actions and tell and inform your families about what is bad and what is good. So information, giving information, enlightenment, and enlightening our kids starts from earlier. I mean, from house and then from school. And this enlightenment, I mean, there are two wings that they can work together. So this informing them and about their responsibilities in the world and their position in the world, who they are. This sort of education, I think, is
self-awareness.
Self-awareness is very important. And informing them, giving them enough education in this regard, and later than that, and in the next step, informing them about the rulership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. I mean, to inform our kids that there is a basic rule in this world and about the philosophy of creation and who is the creator, and informing them and telling them and teaching them about the philosophy of existence, I think it would benefit our kids to when they are actually caught and when they cope with these pages and with these scenes. I mean, at least they can find a sort of shield to protect themselves.
Them. Yeah, and this puts a great responsibility on parents' shoulders in living in the modern society, maybe, and also educators, teachers, and those who are responsible. To be ahead of it, to try their best to be ahead of the social medias and things like that. This is the end. That's all the time we have. I thank all the guests here in the studio. Thank you for listening. This is IRIB English Radio. Thank you all. Thank you for listening. May God bless you all.
And to us you've always been. so close, everyone will say, please save me, except Al-Habib. Ummati, Ummati, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة. أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها